is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My Murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic Sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu Wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Wassalatu Wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to another beautiful episode of the Silsila, Discourses of Attar. Please do not forget, at the outset, at the beginning of this Silsila, try to make as many good intentions as you possibly can to gain maximum rewards. For example, I will listen to the Silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down the important points and try to implement them, try to practice upon them, implement them in my life, and encourage them to my family, my spouse, my children, my friends, in my society. In this manner, as many good intentions as you can think of, make them now. Inshallah ta'ala, we will gain maximum rewards and thawab. There are countless benefits and blessings in reciting durood, salawat and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated in Al-Jami' al-Saghir that the embodiment of Noor, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, reciting salat, durood upon me is Noor, is light on the bridge of Sirat. The one who recites salat upon me 80 times on Friday, 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Indeed, we all desire for our sins to be forgiven. This is one of the best ways, inshallah ta'ala, with good intentions, to abundantly recite durood, salawat, salutations upon the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once, the famous tabi'i is that person who was in the company and they were believers of the sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, the companions alayhim ridwan of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One of the famous tabi'i saint, waliullah Sayyidina Khaja Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, was sitting on his doorstep, or by his doorstep, when a funeral procession was passing by. He also got up and he followed behind this funeral procession. In the funeral procession, there was a young girl who was running and she was crying hysterically and exclaiming. What was she saying? She was saying, "Oh, beloved father, the time which has come upon me today, I have never had to face before." When Sayyidina Khaja Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi heard that grief-stricken voice, he began to cry, he began to weep. His heart became restless and he put his affectionate hand over the head of that sorrowful young orphan girl. And he said, "O daughter, in fact, he is your deceased father and not you who is facing today such a time which he has never faced before." The next day, he saw the same little girl crying whilst going to the graveyard to learn lessons from the graves, that is, to reflect on the afterlife. Sayyidina Khaja Hassan Basri rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi also followed her. Upon reaching the graveyard, she embraced the grave of her father. Khaja Hassan Basri alayhi rahmatullah al-qawi concealed himself, hid himself behind some trees. The little girl, weeping and crying, put her cheek on the soil and said, "O beloved father, without any lamp in the dark grave, without anyone to share your grief, How have you spent your first night in the grave? Oh, beloved father, yesterday night I lit the lamp for you at home. Who lit the lamp for you in the grave last night? Oh, beloved father, yesterday night I laid out your bedding at home. Who laid out your bedding in the grave last night? Oh, beloved father, yesterday night I massaged your hands and your feet at home. Who massaged your hands and feet in the grave last night? Oh, beloved father, yesterday night I gave you water to drink. Who gave you water last night when you would have been thirsty? Oh, beloved father, yesterday night I spread a shawl over your body. Who spread it last night for you? Oh, beloved father, yesterday night I wiped the sweat off your face. Who wiped your sweat last night in the grave? Oh, beloved father, until yesterday night I would come whenever you would call to me. To whom did you call out last night in the grave? And who heard your call and attended to you? Oh, beloved father, yesterday night when you were hungry, I presented food for you. Who served you food last night in the grave when you became hungry? Oh, beloved father, until yesterday night, I would prepare various types of dishes and food for you. Who fetched food for you in the first night of the grave? Hearing those grief-stricken words of that sorrowful and distressed young girl, Sayyidina Khwaja Hasan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi began to cry. And after approaching her, he said, "Oh my daughter, do not say what you have said before, but rather say like this. Oh beloved father, at the time of your burial, your face was turned towards the Qibla. Is it still in the same direction, or has your face been turned in the opposite direction? Oh beloved father, you were wrapped in a clean and unsoiled shroud and then buried. Is it still clean and unsoiled? Oh beloved father, you were placed into the grave with your body sound and intact. Is your body still intact, or have the insects eaten it away? Oh beloved father, scholars of Islam say that during the first night of the grave, the deceased are asked questions about their iman, their faith, and some of them will be able to answer, whereas some will be in despair. Did you give the correct answers to those questions, or did you fail?" Oh beloved father, scholars say that for some people the grave becomes spacious, whereas for some it is narrowed. Oh beloved father, scholars say that the shroud of some is replaced by a heavenly shroud, whereas for others it is replaced by a shroud of the hellfire. Has your shroud been replaced with a heavenly one, or with one made up of fire? Scholars say that the grave hugs some in a way a mother hugs her lost child with affection, holding that child to her chest, whereas it violently squeezes others in such a way that the ribs smash and interlock with each other. Did the grave hug you gently like a mother, or did it crush and shatter your ribs? Oh my beloved father, scholars say that when the deceased is entered into the grave, he feels regret for one of two reasons. If he is pious, then he regrets not doing more virtuous and good deeds. And if that deceased is sinful, he regrets committing those sins. Oh my beloved father, were you regretful of performing less good deeds, or of committing sins? Oh beloved father, until yesterday when I would call out to you, you would respond to me. How unfortunate I am today that I am standing right next to your grave calling out to you, but I am unable to hear your reply. Oh my beloved father, you have parted from me in such a way that now we cannot meet until the day of judgment. O most merciful Rabb Azza wa Jal, do not deprive me of meeting my beloved father on the day of judgment. Upon hearing the words of Sayyidina Khaja Hasan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, the little girl said, O my master, your words of advice have awoken me from the sleep of heedlessness and negligence. Thereafter, with tears flowing from her eyes, she returned back with Sayyidina Khaja Hasan Basri alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, all of you have certainly visited graveyards or seen graveyards at one time or another. Did you ever reflect on the message of that mournful air and the grief-filled atmosphere calling out, O those who are content with the luxuries of this dunya of the world, every single one of you will have to come here in solitude, alone, one day or another, and will have to go into the deep ditch of the grave. Remember, these graves, which seem identical from the outside, are not necessarily the same from the inside. Yes, if the one buried under this pile of soil would have offered his salah regularly, fasted in the month of Ramadan, performed i'tikaf for the entire month of Ramadan, or at least the last 10 days of Ramadan, would have been a devotee of the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, given his full zakah in the case of it becoming fard and compulsory upon him, for the one who earned halal and legal income, would have been contented with just sufficient amount of halal income. That person who would have recited the glorious Quran or performed the nawafil of tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, awabin, etc. That person who would have been humble and possessing a good akhlaq and character. The person who kept a fistful beard according to the sharia, adorned the crown of the imamah sharif, sunnah of the turban, was a devotee, a lover of the sunnah, who obeyed his mother, his father, who fulfilled the rights of the people, had love for Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That person who had love for the Sahaba Kiram alayhi muridwan, for the Ahlul Bayt and the Awliya Allah rahimahum Allah ta'ala. Then by the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, by the grace of his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his grave, which appears to be just a heap of soil on the outside, might have been extended as far as the eye can see, with the window of Jannah, of paradise, opened inside, and underneath that apparent heap of soil, there might be a beautiful garden of Jannah. Subhanallah. However, on the other hand, if the one who is buried underneath a similar heap of soil was such a person who had not offered his salah, had intentionally missed the fast of Ramadan, had disturbed worship or sleep of the Muslims during the nights of Ramadan by playing night matches, etc. Those who had been stingy, miscalculating in paying their zakah, despite it being fard, despite it being compulsory upon them. Those who had earned haram, prohibited income, had taken part in dealings involving riba, interest, usury, bribery, had not paid back their debts. Those who had drunk alcohol, had been involved in gambling, had operated alcohol and gambling dens, had hurt the feelings of Muslims without the requirement of sharia. Those who had taken the money of Muslims by threatening them, those who kidnapped Muslims for ransom, who committed theft or robbery, those who had been fraudulent with public trusts, unlawfully grabbed the land, oppressed helpless farmers, etc. Those who have oppressed people whilst lost in seeking power, those who shave their beards, those who watch films and dramas, those who had listened to music, who were habitual of swearing, vulgar language, telling lies, committing riba and backbiting, those who indulged in tale-bearing, those who committed slander, who thought ill of people and had been arrogant, those who disobeyed their parents, then it is possible that underneath this seemingly serene heap of soil, he is being in a state of distress, with the window of Jahannam, of hell, open in that grave, with fire smoldering inside that grave, with snakes and scorpions clinging to his body, and he being screaming and shouting, which we cannot hear. O the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, look at the deserted scenes of these graveyards and ponder over whether one of us, whilst living, could spend even one night in the graveyard. Perhaps none of us could pluck up this kind of courage. So, when we are afraid to spend even one night in the graveyard alone, whilst we are alive, imagine then, after death, when all our friends, when all our relatives will leave us, and our intellect, our understanding will be intact. We will see and hear everything around us, but we will be unable to move or speak. How will we be able to stay alone in the grave in such an alarming state? Our state is such that even if we were imprisoned alone in a beautiful air-conditioned villa, we would become scared. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, indeed, the people of the graveyard are today advising us and calling out, and they are saying, O heedless people, remember, yesterday we too were there in the world, in the dunya, where you are today. And tomorrow, you too will be here in the grave where we are today. Certainly, whoever has been born into this world has to die. Whoever picked the flowers of life whilst always wounded by the thorns of death, whoever enjoyed the pleasures of the world, eventually got the displeasure of death. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, certainly, we have come into this world in a particular order. That is, first the grandfather, the father, the son, the grandson. However, this order is not a must for death. The old grandfather may still be alive, but the infant grandson might have embraced death. Somebody's adolescent might have suffered an accident leading to that person's death. Somebody's paternal grandmother may have died and been taken away to the graveyard. Another's maternal grandmother may have passed away. Just like these relatives of ours who have passed away, we too will have to leave this world suddenly, someday. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, shall I not tell you of those 2 days and two nights? Which 2 days and two nights? He says, one day is the day on which the one coming from Allah will reach you with either the glad tidings of the pleasure of your Rabb or with the message of his displeasure. And the second day is the day on which you will be presented in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to take your record of deeds, and that record of deeds will either be given to you in your right hand or in your left hand. And the two nights, they are that one night is the night which the deceased will spend in the qabr, in the grave, and he will never have experienced a night like this before. And the second night is the night on which will be the morning of the day of judgment, and then thereafter no night shall come. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, thus far have we heard, have we listened to the frightening circumstance that could be. If a person is pious, he will have success in his qabr, in his grave. If not, there will only be distress and suffering. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, grant us the ability of preparing for our comfort in our grief. Ameen. Bijahi an-Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Attar is my guide. Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he has revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.